Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm curious what our next guest thinks. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN joins us here on Jones and Mego with Arcam. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. At least two-thirds of the show is very excited about this pick. Mego and myself, very excited. Arcand is a little less sold on it. I'm curious, Dan, how you feel about Drake May at three to the Patriots, your feel on it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Drake May. I think he's remarkably physically talented, in many ways uncoachable traits. I'm interested, why is there a little water on the pick?
Arcand, why don't you like it?
I didn't love the season he had last year, Dan, and I also don't think that this team that he's going to be drafted onto is ready to support a rookie quarterback. I think he's going to struggle with this offense.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't put him on the field. I agree with the team, and that's why I've said from day one he has to sit for a year, Jordan Love model at least, if not a little bit more. And New England is a place where a rookie quarterback would go to die, candidly, just because – worst pass-protecting offensive line in football, leading receiver at 650 yards, leading back at, 560? So there's just a lack of talent there. But Drake May is – it's really difficult to fail when you're highly intelligent, you think very quickly, you've got unbelievable work ethic, tremendous competitive spirit, and you're big, athletic, strong, and can throw it really well. That's very difficult to fail. Now, if you put a mechanically flawed, and that's his flaw, he is mechanically flawed with his feet. Why are his feet bad? Two reasons. He's very gifted athletically, so he's always been able to get away with things. And then two, it wasn't something that was preached and or demanded at North Carolina with their style. And so if you put a mechanically flawed quarterback behind a bad team without giving them the opportunity to fix that, that's when you set them up for you're going to be a bust. And so I like the situation because they're not ready to win. And Jacoby's good enough to, be a starting quarterback and, I guess, give them chances. But I remain adamant that I wouldn't play him in meaningful games.
So, Dan, at a very basic level, why can't you develop a quarterback who's flawed in their mechanics, as you said Drake May is, on game day? Like, in real time, in the league, we saw some of the development in front of our faces with Josh Allen years ago, and look who he is now. Why is that something that needs to be developed behind the scenes in practice and sit for a year rather than on the field?
Yeah, so on the field, when you're in games, you always will revert to habits. In crunch time, you revert to habits. And especially in competitive moments, you figure out whatever it takes to win in many ways. And that's the main focus in the NFL on a week-to-week basis when you're playing. When you do that, you're not able to break those bad habits. Those bad habits are only reinforced on a consistent basis. And sometimes it might lead to situational success, but it's not going to be long-term. And having the burden of, because the NFL is just about winning. Every week, you got to win. Having the burden of, as a quarterback, I got to do whatever it takes to win, and that's all you focus on, with the inability to fix the flaw and that be your focus, is a problem. Also, when you're the starting quarterback or you're the guy that you know is going to be going out there every single week, you know, your Monday and Tuesdays is about rehashing what happened in the game, and then your Wednesdays is about game planning and installing and repping the plays, where it's not about individual progress and it's not about working on some of the things that maybe you'd be able to work on if you didn't have to make sure you got all those 7-on-7 reps or whatnot, or you couldn't focus on that. So that's one of the things I say about young quarterbacks all the time, is we ask them to develop without giving them the runway to do so. And it's easier to do it in practice and off season than in the game because of the burden of winning.
Dan, out of all the quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round, who do you think was the best match for the team that they got drafted to? And if it's not May, where would you put May in the top six?
Oh, J.J. McCarthy, by far. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, any quarterback to Minnesota, really, I would have been very confident in. J.J.'s a very good play-action passing quarterback and rhythm with his feet. And I would say to you that, you know, that's the foundation and backbone of what Minnesota's offense is. So that's one. I do think, two, you know, just being honest, Michael Penix, he's got a very similar play style to Kirk Cousins as far as, you know, the pace of a football and the accuracy downfield, his subtle pocket movement. I would say third is Caleb to Chicago, mainly just because Chicago's situation is so good and they've built a top six, top seven skill group. I would probably put Drake at four if, you know, and I put the asterisk of if he sits and they're patient with him. I would put five at, who am I forgetting?
Daniels?
Daniels? Jaden. I would probably put Drake and Jaden probably evenly at four. And then six, I would put Bo Nix just because Denver is a team he's probably going to have to play. But also,
sounds like the crowd doesn't like that take, Dan.
No, I'm not on yet. But they don't have a ton of talent.
Where are you right now, Dan? A farm? Where are you?
I'm at the NFL draft.
Oh, you're at the draft. That's what I'm hearing. I feel like I hear barn animals in the background, cats and chickens and things.
No, that is the crowd that is outside the set.
I see. Okay, so he's there with the crowd.
I have to do sports center in about 30 minutes. Yep,
Got it. Okay, I could have sworn it was a farm. Okay, so when it comes to these situations, you just mentioned Michael Penix. What do you make of that whole thing going on in Atlanta? You like the match, but what do you make of that?
Yeah, when it happened, I was perplexed, obviously, and then thought about it and had some conversations, and I get it, and I like it. They had Michael Penix as the number two quarterback on their board, top three player. Their owner wanted a long-term plan. They had Michael Penix for a workout, and they said that the only person that they had seen throw the ball better in person, as far as their staff, was Matthew Stafford. So they fell in love with the player. They believe that they're going to be a good playoff contending football team the next couple of years with Kirk, and so they're not going to have the chance to get a type of talent like that early in the draft, and they realize how expensive it is to go up and get them. So they felt that the value that they had with that player in comparison to where they had some of the defensive players was absolutely worth it, and they are now in a very comfortable place QB-wise for the next, you know, 6, 7, 8 years.
Dan, what do you think of the match between Alex Van Pelt, and you can throw in the rest of the Patriots staff there, Ben McAdoo, with the pick of Drake May?
In relation to what?
I mean, how do you see that marriage working out?
Yeah, I mean, Ben McAdoo's been around a lot of different quarterbacks, a lot of different offenses, so he's got a ton of experience in trying to coach that role. And Alex Van Pelt has been around some decent offenses and quarterbacks as well. You know, I like that he's been exposed to a couple of different kinds of offenses, at least variations, obviously Green Bay and then Cleveland. So I'm a big fan of that offensive scheme that he's, I would assume, more than likely bringing from the Shanahan type of tree, the Kevin Stefanski, Matt LaFleur world. So I love that scheme and how it fits mostly any quarterback. So there's a lot of experience with NFL systems and NFL quarterbacks and play calling. So that's a healthy place for a young quarterback to be.
Dan, you said you think that Drake should sit. Would you stick with that even if he beats out Brissett in camp? Like, what if they have a QB competition and May's the clear winner? He should still sit?
I wouldn't make it a quarterback competition.
Say again?
He wouldn't make it a competition.
I would not.
You wouldn't make it a competition. I see. Okay.
No. This You have to play the long game, and you have to be remarkably disciplined with your approach. I understand the appeals. That young man is uber talented, and if you allow the but to get in your way, one team, it's going to be a problem. You're not good enough to support a young quarterback. And if you're just patient and rebuild the roster and allow him to work, I think in 2026, you got a really, really good play.
One more quick one. Patriots are on the clock at 34 tonight, second pick of the night after Buffalo at 33. Do you think we see a big ticket wide receiver move tonight? Ayuk, Samuel, someone like that?
Yeah, I could see New England swinging it. But here's my thing, is Brandon Ayuk and the money you're going to have to pay him and or T. Higgins worth it more so than, let's say, an A.D. Mitchell out of Texas? And I think that's the question, if he doesn't go to Buffalo. That's the question that New England's going to have to ask itself. Here's the thing about Ayuk. He's tremendous, but you also have to use him in the same way that Kyle does. And I don't think San Francisco is going to move off of him, and I don't think Cincinnati is going to move off of T. So I do think that we could see that conversation. And if that doesn't happen, is it an A.D. Mitchell? Is it a Malachi Corley? Is it a Keon Coleman? I would like to see the addition of one of those types of receivers in that second round.
Okay. He is Dan Orlovsky. Check out his work all over ESPN at the draft in Detroit. Dan, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Dan. Thanks, Dan.
Dan Orlovsky, as all our guests, joins us here on Jones and Mego on WEEI. A lot of texts. 37937. Is Dan at a child care center? What the hell's going on? Sounds like a carnival.
He was calling us from the draft. I think he was next to the draft stage.
Yeah, I would say.
Someone said it sounded like he was in a no-kill shelter.
Yeah.
It's cats yowling in the back.
Where is Orlovsky? It sounds like he's in a submarine with cats. Here's what Mego had to say. Is he in a funhouse? Is there a cat in there?
You guys heard the cat, right?
Oh, I 1,000% heard the cat.
That cat was having a bad time.
I heard a clown and a cat, he says.
AC Horn wrote, hold on, guys, I had to go put my head in a lion's mouth. Give me a sec. He's the best in the Twitch chat.
Let me tell you, I knew he was at the draft. I didn't realize he couldn't. He couldn't be bought.
He had to do SportsCenter in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it takes? You know how long it takes to put one of those stupid things in your ear and make sure it's at the right level on your back.
1 minute. It takes longer than a minute to do that?
Yeah, it takes me at least 3 minutes.
When you have to cut through a petting zoo.
3 minutes. Okay, so he's got 20. He couldn't go. What? They don't have a green room somewhere where he could go take a call?
That probably was the green
room. He's got to do it. No chance.
It's outside. It's probably off to the side of the stage.
He had to stand in the middle of a sea of people?
I need to know where the clown and the cat came from.
See, I just think that they have this on a loop 24/7 when you're in Detroit.
I assumed, Ryan, not your fault. I assumed when he said he was going to be calling from the draft, I didn't know he meant he was going to be in the middle of a mosh pit of 275,000 people
and several animals.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire.
He didn't like the question about how it sounded like he was on a farm. He didn't like the question.
Killington.
He didn't appreciate it.
Killington's at the draft. Weird.
She would love it.
All right. I mean, no one thinks Drake May can start week one. I hope all these people, Curran, Orlovsky, all of you out there, 58% of you that want to see him sit all year, I hope when he starts week one, you call in and call the Patriots dumb for doing it.
Doesn't even want a QB competition.
Yeah, I hope when we talk to Orlovsky week one, I hope he says, this is stupid. The Patriots are doing this. Same thing with Curran. This is dumb. And then he can go feed his cats. 617-779-7937. We'll get the triple play next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.